Now, fellas, you just hold on to them reins tight. There'll be more rip, snorting, thunder, bitching, boot kicking music coming at you here from the big spread of Cleveland State. We are WCSB Cleveland, and we wear the 89.3 brand.
Blaze a trail through that new shag rug to the refrigerator. Then I got a safety committee meeting teaching evasive zigzag tactics to the 100,000 new babies born last year. I just love being a cockroach. Well, first thing off, I better get off the ceiling and get on the floor and... Wait a minute. Well, I'm on the floor. What? Where are my beautiful six legs? What are these two scrawny things I'm standing on? Oh, no. Big boots. Big bug-squashing boots! Oh, no. What's happening? Where's my sleek heart as a rock shell? My long antennas? What's this on my head? A cowboy hat. Oh, no. I'm a cowboy. I'm a cowboy. I'll change into a cowboy. Easy. Easy. Settle down. I'll think it out. Don't panic. Don't panic. Let's see. Last night I was normal. A bull moose stud cockroach. A couple of million of us were at Taco Bell's and smell garbage dumpster doing some frenzied feeding. I just loved my month-old Mexican food. Then I hitched a ride home on a human's leg. I got back home and everything was normal. I crawled in the ceiling and I went to sleep. And when I woke up, I changed into a cowboy. Maybe I'm dreaming. That's it, I'm dreaming. I'll just pinch myself. Oh no. It's not a dream. What's happening? What? What, Ma? I'm not doing nothing. I'm getting off the ceiling. I know it's afternoon. I know. I got a busy day. I just come out. Can't come around. Can't come out right now. I'm not stroking my appendages. I just can't come out right now. I've changed. Changed. I'm not a cockroach anymore, Ma. I'm a cowboy. No, I ain't been snorting no radioactivity. I'm straight as Errol Flynn. I just transformed into this cow pie. I'll even give you his name. Look, where's his wallet? Here. You see, no money, just a draft card from the 60s. It says, I'm Lonesome Tito Lefty Peterbilt Righty Cowboy Dave. Yeah, I think so. The one on Brain Rot Radio and Chaz Smith's ESO show on CSB 89.3 in Cleveland, Ohio. Yeah, the surrealist country song stylist slash alcoholic. How the hell do I know where Scabby and Psycho is? I'm supposed to be a cockroach. I got more important things to worry about. I'm not one anymore. I'm a cowboy. No more mass mating. No more year-old kicks. No more stealing towels from Roach Motels. Why? Why's the world going mad? What's going on? Great. You don't believe me. You think I should see a shrink? I got a funny feeling this cowboy's seen too many shrinks. I'm feeling weird. I won't play the guitar. This music is nauseating. I'm metamorphosizing. I want to be a cockroach. 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 I want to be a cockroach.
Wake up. Wake up. Wake up. Wake up. Wake up. Come on, you smelly bag of jello-like flesh. Time to shake a tail feather. We go on in a few minutes.
2 minutes. 2 minutes till show time. Hurry, the cha-cha competition is almost done.
Psychic poke feeler, poodle fondler. I was kissing a flounder, man. Dreaming real deep. Real deep. I was a cockroach, and now I'm a sociopathic cowboy loser with a penchant for alcohol and drugs. I feel so alienated and afraid.
Oh, you just disoriented from lack of normal brain matter. Now get up and get down. We got plenty booty flinging to do. Me not like this male dancer gig any more than you, but we need wampum. He plenty bills to pay. They foreclose on RV. Try to take studio. Trying to shut off brain rot theater. So we have to dance. Dance our cute little buns off. To make cash register ring. To get money.
Money. Oh, sweet baby Gobzilius. The sound of that word, the idea of that sound brings carbuncles to my goose flesh. And Nick, I'm trembling and sore afraid. Money's the root of all evil. Elvis impersonators and the flowering tops of my spiritual decay and tooth decay.
That not tooth decay. That the fall odor of your unwashed clothing. The bums in urine scent of poverty.
No, not that. Not cruel povertiness. No pots to put peas in or rice and beans without wedlock. Just old shoes and the backsides are ripped up pinto banos. It scares me bad, whoever you are. Real bad. I can't be poor. I'll do the dance for my money. I'll do it.
Strange. Dave literally a quake with fear and trepidation. And pretty damn scared, too. My expert psychiatric diagnosis would have to be concurrent phobias, which perhaps balance or overlay in some way. Probably result of overdose of psychiatric pharmaceuticals. Oh, well. Bad enough slander own people with his chief wahoo get-up. Now we have to babysit him. Big goof, too.
Psst. Cyclops, are we going to get enough bread to buy Spotty a poopy stick and a tinky whistle? Because he really needs that.
Not now, Scabby.
And I want to get a new ace bandage for my tongue. Look, I bit my tongue real bad.
All right, I'll wrap your tongue. Just shut up. Big Oaf here having phobic reaction. Need to get him moving. Dave, baby, me not want to rattle cage, but let's move out. Remember, responsibility to fans.
I can't be responsible for anything, man. I ain't even responsible for my own bodily functions. I'm autonomic. He's shirking like a loaf.
First him have chromatophobia, fear of money. Then peniophobia, fear of poverty. Now he'll have hypogeniophobia, fear of responsibility. Dave, this not just work thing, a day gig. Do for own sake, no responsibility involved.
Work? Oh, no, 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 no. Work is to fall from God's grace. I'm a frightened lily of the field who toils not, nor do I spin dry. I must be watered. Pour me a drink before I shake so hard I do my diapers.
Fear of work. Ergophobia. Him always have that.
Better try new approach.
Dave thing, better you do nothing. Nothing at all.
Oh, no. Then I'd be idle, Terry, wanking in my sleep while the world twirled by. And that chills the marrow of my bones and palpitates my chicken muscle before I get a hand on it.
Oh, no, not thasophobia, fear of idleness. Oh, time for more direct approach. Okay, phobic cretinoid, get up, stand up, or I start threshing.
I'll try. Kick him in the balls, you eggboat. I mean, psychotic, punish him with that engine chop size. Really slimy whisker.
Stand up, then the world would be more vertical and less horizontal, and I would be on 2 feet instead of 2 cheeks, and I can't do it. I got the cold creeps.
Oh, no, not stasophobia, fear of standing. Great spirits, you try my patience. Just
spirits,
like a...
No, I'm afraid of the supernatural. I'm frozen stiff.
Now him have pneumotapovia, fear of spirits. Oh, this is too much for me to deal with. Grab his legs, Gabby. Me take top half. We pull this vomit-stained bull moose onto stage and make him dance. Come on. I remember dance routines. Scabby, you wear full getup, earmuffs, snowsuit in summer. You walk around and look confused, stare blankly into space. Me wear rain dance outfit with plenty feathers. Show buttocks, make plenty hi-yi-yi-yi noise for degenerates. And phobic fool can strut around in his hospital bib nightie, diapers, and shiny hot top mason shoes.
Oh, come on already, we're running late.
All right. We coming.
Well, yahoo, all you buckos and buckets, and welcome to Horse Chippendales. Tonight we have a special treat for all of you as we present Brain Rot Radio Exotic Dance Review. Oh, yes, really. Direct from the WCSB studio, we proudly present for all of you Cowboy Georges, the Italian Stallion, Lonesome Cowboy Dave.
Oh, I can't wait.
Oh, the Head Man, Red Man, Psycho Pathfinder. And the retard in leotards, the spastic, fantastic, Scabby Days! So all you members of Barry Frank Fleetwood Fan Club, take your hands out of your pants and give it right up, big and stiff, for the hottest bunch in all of radio!
Come on, boys, that's our cue! Try to dance in rhythm, lumpsum!
Just that music, engine block. It's disco. You know I got discophobia. It makes me have dry heaves, shivers, and spasmodic spasms.
Oh, that's perfect. Sound like half of all dance is going round. Don't fight it. Get the music. Feel the beat. Let the music move you any way it can. Come on, let's hit the stage.
My cancer knows you're acting up. Hey, engine, you didn't tell me there'd be so many people out there. My agoraphobia is starting to kick in.
Agoraphobia? We're not at the agora, we're at Horse Chippendales.
Agoraphobia, the fear of crowds and people and stuff.
Oh, try not to look at crowd. Just concentrate on one person. That one with a 2-pint hat on his lap enjoying the show. Just look at him. Constipate real hard on him.
Okay, I'll try. Concentrate. Where's my agoraphobia? It's going away. Sure, there's a weird-looking guy. He's winking at me. The guy's winking at me, Psycho Pathfinder. I'm just doing my dance. Wait a minute. I can tell he's mentally undressing me. Oh, my God. She's embarrassing. No. I'm starting to blush. Oh, here comes my erythrophobia, my fear of blushing. I'm turning red as a bait, engine. I'm turning red as a bait. Oh, no, my fear of colors is starting to kick in. Oh, I got chromophobia now.
Oh, look, the large one's changing colors. Psychedelic.
The jumping baby Buddha.
Dave's erythrophobia and chromophobia acting up. Quick, Scabby, put blindfold on Lonesome so him not feel hot little eyes undressing him. Then maybe him stop blushing.
Thanks, Scabby. I was close. I was getting redder than hair Bush's neck.
Watch out, big fella. You almost step on spider on stage.
Anacrophobia, get me. Afraid of spiders? No. Not that trendy dish. One thing I can't stand, and one thing I don't have a phobia on. Can I stop convulsing for a moment? Minuto, por favor?
Okay. Song almost over. Let's go over to bar and regroup for Crime and Nestle's.
The Brain Rot Radio Exotic Review will be back later. But now welcome Thornburger's Naughty Nazi as they goose step their way into your hearts, souls, minds, and homes. Yeah!
Hey, bar thing. We dancers here tonight. We want to open up a tab.
A tab in the dark, you thought? You got an angel cake. So what'll it be?
Me take lager and slime. Scobby have a Dr. Pooper and give Lonesome whiskey and water buffalo.
No thanks, Agent Dunov.
What a weird decor in this place. Pictures of big, muscular guys and some campy bathing suits. Jeez. Portraits of Liberace. Look at Rock Hudson, his boy George, and Dan Quayle. You think they know something we don't? Sheesh. Bottoms up, top down. Say, how come there's only men in this bar? Well, my androphobia, my fear of men is really starting to kick in.
Now this phobia is playing tricks on you, my friend.
What do you mean by that, Engine Tune-Up? What do you mean?
Well, true, they may be men gender-wise, but they have gentler persuasion. You know, their door swings both ways.
you mean it?
Oh, my God.
My number one with a bullet, all-time greatest phobia. Homophobia. I'm out of here.
All right, listeners, last week were right. Them big homophobiac. Come on, Scabby, let's go guy bundle of petty fears up and head down toward RV. Our gig as things that go bump and grind in the night is over.
Hey, baby, you want to dance with me?
Oh, no. What'd he do now, standing in middle of road, him get killed? Hey, idiot!
I can't cross the street. I got no equilibrium. I can fall and be vehicularly pancaked. I can't even stop going.
Hurry, Scapula. When next semi-rig pass, we lurch out and grab him again and escort his hairy corp punchless to the other side. Let's go. Whoa!
Man, that was pretty close, Stinky. Look, one of my shoes got run over. Ah, man, my big toe squashed.
Okay, we get you to an emergency room. But first we get bus back home. Hang in there with a little pain.
I don't know if I can go on with this. I just one thing after another. Just one phobia after another.
Oh, listen to that rap music. Oh, maybe fellows listening to jams know when RTA arrive late. Me try act talk like them. My down homeboy. What time for the bus here?
Yo, my man, your bus thing caught not in the loop. Delayed on the way, blood, word up. Hey, take the 14 and then panic with someone else.
Word down, yes. It's like so whack, right? Well, I guess we be hanging, chilling.
Your cow friend be illin', broski.
What's wrong now?
Those guys are having too much fun. I'm scared of them.
Oh, Lord. Now him have mo-phobia. Fear of Afro-Americans enjoy themselves. Oh, luckily, here come old 14 bus. Quit, Gabby. Kick Lonesome in groin.
Oh!
Correct chains only. Correct change only. Hey, that cowboy's going through incorrect changes. He looks terrified when he should be looking tired and moderately depressed. Those are the right changes for the bus.
That's all right, Mr. Driver. Him just going through a little hodophobia, fear of travel.
Well, right. Soon to be followed by RTA phobia, a fear of Ralph Cramden clones.
There's a snake in my pocket!
Oh, no, here we go again!
Hey, better take a firebacker seat so as not to alarm the other posers. Psycho, is my tongue supposed to be turning blue? Because if it is, it matches my remaining toes perfectly.
Cowboy Day.
It's another downtown tie-up. 3 hours in the brawling sun without relief from the noise, and exhaust and tempers is flaring. Don't cry. Get a vat of muriatic acid and drop it in slowly in the guy in front of your eyes. Now that's real pain, I'm telling you. The kind of pain you get when you crawl up in an RTA bus and die.
Cut.
These seats look okay, Scabby. Look. Something you not see every day. Hasidic rabbi get on bus, followed by New Order Amish guy, followed by ZZ Top fan.
I think that's Amish.
followed by nouveau beatnik type. I doubt if there's any way Cowpie could get a phobic reaction out of these people.
Why do those foolish men have so much facial hair? Is it me, or do they... Is it... Why do they have so much facial hair?
Oh, no. Barbophobia. Fear of beards. Quick, Scabby. Twist Dave's neck until the vertebrae pops. Now bash his skull with his lead paperweight.
Oh!
There. All better now. I'm semi-conscious. Almost dead, hopefully. No more fear.
The guy in front seat of us. He dressed funny and listens to trance music. It freaks me out.
What is wrong with my music? Oh, I know your voice, Muscle. You're lonesome cowboy chicken vindolo fictitious Davey. I watch your radio show every night. How long are you taking the bus, David? I can't complain with his new working out for taking the bus.
I've been done taking the bus. Take the bus.
Stop it. Stop talking like that. I got phonophobia. Xenophobia. I have paraphobia. I can't breathe it. I can't breathe.
Take it easy. I know. Take it easy, old human quivering mass of jelly. We back at RV. Go inside and try to get control of self. Sit down in front of TV and take mind off of this psychosomatic illusions.
Yeah, you're right, faithless shrink. I'd thank you, but I know I got a friend or phobia. Maybe a cartoon will soothe my nerves. I don't think I have a cartoon phobia.
Now back to Stumbo, the friendly giant.
Giants? I can't watch that. I got FIFA phobia. I could probably eat and drink something, though. I can't do that. I got phobia of swallowing, phagophobia, and tasting, gumatophobia. Dang, it's back on the boob tube. Let's see what's on CNN, the covert news network.
This is Elmer Phillips' head eating a turkey sandwich, and meanwhile, in Iraq.
Iraq? I got a touch of arachophobia, arachnophobia.
The king, Saddam Hussein, who, by the way, is not insane, has fooled everybody by not attacking Saudi Arabia, but instead attacked Italy, saying he wants their vegetable oil fails. And meanwhile, Kuwait broke the wagon. Yeah, in the livestock market, diapers remained unchanged, while drunks were down a fifth. The Browns were down a quarter, and now they want their quarterback. Everybody on Wall Street has the Dow Jones. In sports, Greg Swindell's bid for a perfect game. And was ruined. Let's see, that's what it says on his page here. Ruined when the first 10 batters for the Texas Rangers had a hit. In the weather today, the high was opium, and tomorrow the high will be morphine suppositories.
That's enough of this. That's the stupidest newscast I ever heard. I'm about ready for a little shut-eye and chalk this study up to a bad experience. I can just conquer my fear of standing, walking, moving, blinking, seeing, and touching. I'll be okay. I wonder out loud if I should bathe. No, I got a phobia for water, dripophobia, soap, cameophobia, and a phobia for washing, cleanophobia. Maybe next year I'll bathe. Bed, here I come. Oh, bad. Sweet dreams of Vienna sausages barking in little chorus lines around my head. Another lollygag with the good Lord Gautama, the Gouda Buddha, the big cheese itself. Sleep. But if I sleep, I'll be on corn chips and more comatose than I care to jam up in jelly tight. It's like, what if I never wake up? And what if the wallpaper starts crinkling down on my hair and the paste seeps into my forehead and blocks the forehead paste? Then my sweat glands will explode and I'll die or live. Oh, no. I'm scared of breathing. I'm not breathing. I got fear of everything. Panphobia. Fear of everything. I've always been scared of having that. I'm afraid of being afraid. I'm phobophobic, which is a double hyperbole surrounded by a thin candy-coated shell dipped in red dog butter and gloomed on brackish...
This is last straw! Scrabby, grab testicles and ears and throw him in closet till him chills out!
Oh, no, not the closet. The worst thing of all, the closet. I got claustrophobia! 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 Claustrophobia!
Well, did I hear someone calling my name? Someone calling the world from the world-famous Neo-Freudian with a knowledge of pain like nobody's business? From a broom closet? Maybe a broom is calling me. No, it's a completely incurable piece of shorts named Dave. And it's time for his cockroach hormone injection, which is why he is hiding.
Oh, please, don't.
Sorry. The time has come to come and take your medicine. For as you know, you piece of genetic waste, cockroaches are survivors. This hormone extract will cure the incurable loser, you, and make me more wealthy then. Heck, I don't know. So come out, Vidbuttock Skyward, your dwarf yodeling stinky man, to meet your higher destiny. Take your cockroach hormone injection, lonesome cowboy Ubermensch!
Afka! 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 Afka!
Afka!
Afka!
Afka!
Afka! Afka!
Good night, NSA, wherever you are.
Radio Network here Thursday nights. Phone numbers are 687-3515, 687-3721, 687-3523, and 687-3591.
And 1-900-FAX.
Talking to Lonesome Cowboy Dave.
Dave, how you guys doing?
Blindly! I've been riding around in this blind waste coast for Steve Wastecoasters was in here.
Hey.
I'm having a hard time focusing.
There could be a problem with wallpaper and, grout and stuff.
Yes, because when that gets in, like, those thin hairs that you have on the top of your forescalp, right before where your hairline starts,
yeah,
that blocks the forehead paste, which, of course, causes an angst nausea reaction, which, of course, causes the eardrum swelling and the breast enlargement syndrome, which we both cannot stand, right? Are you on my side on this?
I'm talking Mexican jumping beans and receding faceline here.
You're talking about shipping and sending departments of various large department stores where they hire insane people. You're talking magnetic rays coming from outer space, reaching deep into our forebrains and making us walk around like zombies.
That's right.
You said it. If you could have said it, you would have, but you still said it somehow.
I know, and you know what? I'm sending in that comic book soon.
Let's all stop for a second. I'm doing a lot of stuff soon.
Hold it.
I'm strong.
Oh, Star Trek on. Crickets off. We'll see you later, Cycle Pathfinder.
Thank you very much, guys. Have a good night.
Are you leaving right now?
We got to go to D-Conrail.
Would you care to take a call, a question or two before you split it?
One call for Cycle Pathfinder.
Call for Cycle Pathfinder who must go to work right now.
Hello, caller?
Cycle Pathfinder, can you take me to a place where everybody's happy and they got receding face? Where jumping beans are jumping and people are using shoes. And no one know what's going down because nothing is that new.
There you go.
Thank you very, very, very much there.
Now get the hell out of here.
Roger the hell out of here.
All right, wait, here, Bat. Okay.
That guy's got a lead foot, too. I'm warning the California Highway Patrol that Psychopath Finder will be racing through the Nevada Desert tomorrow afternoon at speeds upwards to 255 land miles an hour. And that's not C miles, because C miles was a great trumpet player who was a kid step twin of not Miles Davis, no, but the Baba Rum Onion, who was a smelly
Hey, Dave, baby. Dave, I got some important news here. Wait, let's back that down just a little so we can hear real well.
Chaz, how come there is so much sweat dripped around your crotch area?
Because I've been having a lot of sex without partners lately.
I would say you have. You are dripping wet.
All right. In regard to what? Would you like to get back over here and do the radio show, Dave?
I'm sorry.
Okay.
Are you talking to me?
Yes.
Well, what did I do?
You walked away.
I didn't walk away.
There's potentially tens of people listening.
I didn't walk away. I was confused for a second.
Dear Ann Landers. Okay, dear Lonesome Cowboy Dave.
Yes. See, you ruined the joke already. It was the pepper steak one, right? How to do pepper steak with your feet.
No, it was...
bare feet.
Okay, wait. I'll read you the answer, and you tell me what the question letter was to. Okay. Nobody wants to burn to death in a tank.
No.
Have your legs blown off in a minefield.
Well, I don't know.
Or come home
that.
In a body bag.
Well,
women
know.
Who join the armed services have chosen this career because they want to serve their country.
Yes.
They are saying, in effect, since we want equal treatment, we feel that we have no right to ask for special privileges or safer assignments. I find this admirable.
Let me tell you about Admirable Bird's frozen custard fingered things. I'm telling you, there's not another meal you could find in a store. Well, look, this is my point is, if them damn women want to serve, you know what they ought to be serving? The slop at the mess hall. I don't want to see skimpily clad bikini beauty.
Forget about the woman's thing.
When ACAC fires.
Okay, here. I'll just read it again and you react again.
Okay, I'll react.
I'm only going to read part of it.
Okay.
And then you react.
All right.
Nobody wants to burn to death in a tank, have their legs blown off in a minefield, or come home in a body bag.
Unless they get to do it with Snake-O Fries, the amazing French fried barbecue kit in one meal. It acts like a breathing and shielding device, but actually what it does, it roasts and roasts as it groils.
Hello, you're talking to Lonesome Cowboy Dave. Hello?
It does groil.
You're on there. Hello?
Well, if you could keep it from
walking
up and down all the time.
I'm not sitting on the phone. I'm in my car. That's why I sound so boxy like this.
Well, if you would get out of the back seat of the car and unbutton your zipper like the Lord had expected you to, you might be able to make it.
Okay, I'm doing that.
Okay, now
hello, you're talking.
Put your hand out the window for
hello.
God's sake.
Okay.
buddy. You got some big brains. Get the fuck away from me.
Someone, God, someone, that that's
he's a
nice.
Trucker. He's a trucker. He likes to go trucking down south in the wintertime and looking for
girls.
I've
fallen, and I can't get off.
I've fallen,
okay.
And I can't
dear Lonesome
get
Cowboy Dave, dear Lonesome, here's a letter in for you, Dave.
Okay, I'm ready. I'm ready for this letter.
Here's a letter that came for you this week.
I am really ready for it.
In the mail, this came. I'm 22 years old. I'm smart and pretty. I have a degree, a good job, loving parents, and many friends.
I love your parents, too, and you are smarter and prettier than most of the girls I've known.
I don't care for alcohol, and I'm not a druggie.
Oh, well, let's try both at the same time.
My problem is worse. I'm a sexaholic.
So are you. I have nothing to do this with. I have a dead stump for a colloidal gland. No,
it
I don't.
It started
I
when I was...
One.
Hang on, okay. This
All
is
right.
a serious letter, Dave.
I'm jamming up in jelly tight.
It started when I was 15 with an occasional guy. When I went away to college, I became wild in my freshman year. I told myself it was because I was in a new city and on my own for the first time.
Ooh,
but it's been 5 years now, and I'm worse than ever. I've slept with so many men that I wouldn't recognize half of them if I bumped into them on the street.
Well, excuse me there.
In the morning, I sometimes can't remember the name of the guy in my bed.
Oh, my God.
Why do I do this? I can't blame my parents. They were wonderful role models and raised my brother and sister to be decent people. I didn't have a traumatic childhood.
What?
I always felt appreciated. I never felt that I had to prove myself. My sleeping around is now totally out of control. I am unable to stop. My parents and friends have no idea I have this problem. I look and act like a very respectable young woman until I see a guy who looks sexy. Then I turn into a slut. Can you help me?
Maybe a couple of aspirin and try to sleep it off. What happens if...
Well, I guess that upstage. My comment was simply was Dino Cream, which is an antifungal cream that she could slap deep inside of her bosoms. Up in her vaginal area. And we won't dance around the borders on this one, because if you're talking about anyone's areas, any kind of areas, an area between the knees and the breastbone, say, or the waist.
Yeah.
Any area between the knees and the waist is a demilitarized zone. So I have to go get a spanking now. I can't answer questions about normal people. You're spitting. Double. You're talking to Hair Ding Quacky, Hair Bush. You're talking to Hairline D-D-D-D-Sist. Please, cease and desist.
There's nobody here, Dave.
Listen, I like him.
The phone numbers are 687-3515, 3523, 3721, and 3591.
You're listening to WCHB. Oh,
you're talking to Lonesome Cowboy Dave.
Hey, you guys are weird. When are we starting up that party line again, you weird
Let's
guys?
Do the party line.
Let's do the party line.
Call 687-3515 for
and you can
win only free sex party line.
Get a huge ball. Get a huge one of them rodent.
What? Okay, we got another caller in the party line there.
Okay, you idiot.
Oh,
you don't want to talk to me.
I just cut the original one off. Hello, you're talking to Lonesome Cowboy Dave.
Hello, Stinky. Yes. Uh-huh. Yes. Yes, I can hear you. Please.
Hello. There's another one. Hey.
Okay, there's a pig on the line. We got a pig on a lasso.
Okay.
We got a little greasy splattered hunk of ronco pork waiting to...
Wait a minute. Who's on the line?
It's Stingy.
Stingy?
Stingy.
And who else?
Yep. Stingy.
And somebody else. Who is it?
Who pig, is what?
Pig Man?
It's the Pig Man is one of them.
Pig Man, are you there?
Yes.
Okay.
Hey,
all right. Stingy, meet Pig Man.
Pig Man? Oh, it's nice to meet you, Pig Man.
Okay, here, we're going to put a third person on this party
Okay,
line.
This should be a joyful, okay. joyful
I just
fun.
Cut him off. I did the wrong damn thing, Dave.
And you get mad at me as if my finger was somehow
in
your hand.
I was supposed to push the conference call, and I pushed the darned button. All right, let's start that
You
over.
Were supposed to push the heroin to the
Dave.
Small school
Back
children.
Again, you weird guys, you. Let's start this party line going. Come
all right,
on.
All right.
Okay, all right. Here's
six,
another
seven,
party line
three,
rapper.
3515. What's your name?
15.
3515, that's a hell of a name. I always wanted to name myself
one
a number
five.
Two.
Okay, here comes somebody else.
Elmer
okay,
is going
who's
to be
on, the line?
On a potty line.
Hey, Elmer. Big man, what's happening? Hey,
who is that?
Elmer Phillips, I'm on here, too.
Right? Okay, 15, meet Hey.
It's, what, can we have a special Elmer Phillips head call-in line here?
Okay, here we go. No,
anyone
a third
who wants
person
to speak to
is
Elmer.
Coming in.
Yeah, here we
687-3515. Hello, is somebody in there?
Hello?
Hello?
Yes, who are you?
Hi. Is this Stingy again?
Call Dutch.
What?
Who do we have here? What's your name, girlie?
Josh.
Person? Man? I know who you are. I know. All right. I know who you are.
You're weird.
I know. I vaguely know who you are.
Is this a Chief Wainstead imitation?
Can you do a
Chief Wainstead imitation?
Can you do Chief Wainstead's imitation?
Chief Wainstead imitation.
Yes, it is. Steve actually showed me how to do this.
This comes with pig grease, though.
Yeah, and it comes with pig grease.
Hey, this is Steve Wainstead.
Does it come with pig grease on Steve's show?
That was a terrible emulation. That had no Scarface reality.
See, you don't get pig grease.
There was no piece of cheese or thunder locked in there. That was absolutely ambergris.
And you know what? There she doesn't blow on Steve's show.
Yeah, she blows.
But she'll blow on ESO.
Steve Wainstead.
All right, here we go. Fourth person coming in the line. Hello?
Hello?
Okay, everyone count off here.
1, 2, 3. This is Johnny Carson. How you doing?
And Stingy, too, okay?
Wild.
Is that wild. Stingy, are you still there?
It's wild still.
Stingy's right here, dude.
All right.
This is Stingy, hi.
All right, now
Johnny.
Collectively.
Johnny!
We have so much fun here. My knees are weak.
Yeah.
My
now what do we do?
Okay, now we have four people in the line, right?
Yeah.
Okay, now here's one of the ideas was that Elmer Phillips said was...
What?
Anytime.
Oh, they're having a knee grappling thing. Wait, that's nothing better than
that. Grease on the side there.
All right.
Only Pigman could do that.
Hey, Stingy.
They love him.
You're weird, guys. You're weird.
They love him, too.
You're weird.
You guys are weird.
The
man.
Weird guy and just
so
starting
weird.
To make me sick, Chaz.
You're weird.
Well,
there's somebody new on there, I think.
Yes.
Who
Phillips
is it?
It's Johnny Carson.
Johnny Carson.
I'm just sitting here trying to put my tie on, trying to get my life together. No one wants to listen to me. I'm weird.
You
guys are weird. You're still weird. We're all
weird. Who's the new person?
Do you have a question for them, Lonesome?
Freaking weird.
Ask them something.
But this is our question song.
Okay, listen
do
up.
Do you have a question to ask Lonesome Cowboy Dave, or do you just want to sit there and sound real stupid and make a lot of people mad?
Well, what's my question for me? Well, I was wondering how the hell am I going to get home tonight? She's
man,
yes?
I have a surprising...
I only have $4, but the $4 is already
wait,
spent.
You missed what he said.
Oh, they're talking to each other again, Chaz.
Hey, Dave.
Oh, what the man?
I got a question.
Okay, what is it?
Question.
Did you ever have a pig grease party?
A pig grease party?
Yeah.
Oh, that question is way below your knees, pal. I know you've had a hematoid contusion on the portion of your brain. It caused a deep brown bruise.
Yes, you are on.
I have a stroke
and a standing up, sitting down, falling asleep syndrome.
I thought you were dingy.
No, it's Laura. She's here.
How you doing, Laura?
What question?
Bill.
I have no idea what I'm supposed to say.
Maybe you can tell us
question.
What they're doing. You can supply play-by-play.
I think they were holding hands in the loo. That old song, and it's better sung in Welsh. So I'll sing it in Welsh. It's called Holding Hands in the Loo.
Holding hands in the loo. Something I never wanna do.
Kill bladder, melin, slack, slum, lamb, repulin, sealin, squillin, squeal. That's what they were doing, holding hands on the potty chair, a big line of them staring at unevenly into psychedelic flavored doilies hung on their mother's laundromats and TV sets. There's a picture of a kid in the Air Force on one of those walls, prominently displayed. Little Archie. They called him Weak Guts. But the Archie got his thrill when he joined the Boys in Blue.
Hello, you're talking
took
to Lonesome
for the
Cowboy
wild Dave. Aquamarine
Ronald Reagan.
It's Ronald
Reagan. I'm afraid you're going to have to talk to Elmer.
I want Dave to sing me some Hank Williams Jr.
Okay, I will. But first, you must gabble and geek.
Hey, Dave, could you sing me some Hank?
Well,
come on, Dave.
I'll sing you some Stank.
Okay, sing him some Hank, Dave.
Oh, I'll
sing. I'll turn the Salvador Dali down.
Elijah was a brings the crowd and falling on the head. I ain't even know what Davis is, the boys know where he is. The wood sellers that he stole himself, well, I know he's here. And he said, boys, there is the luck, you know. Damn you, Dave.
Hello, you're talking to Lonesome Cowboy Dave.
Hi, Dave. It's Christopher Robin.
How are you, Christopher Robin? How are you?
What?
Are you dressed
How's
up?
Tinkerbell? Oh, that's the wrong thing. I'm sorry.
That's one of the imaginary characters.
In your pants.
From the laundry list.
What do you want?
I have a request for Cowboy Lonesome Cowboy Dave.
He has a request.
What is it?
Please play something by Negative Land.
Something by Negative Land.
Said play something by Negative Land. Well, Chaz, if you'd like to play something by Negative Land.
Hello?
Swing right into it with a doorknob force.
Oh. What'd you do?
Oh, look. You can see. Look through the booth.
I'm sorry.
Steve is fondling his own thing there.
Hello, you're talking
that?
To Lonesome Cowboy Dave.
Oh.
Hello?
It's one of those delicious subs from Kathy Ratskick.
Hello?
Yes.
Hello?
I have a question.
Yeah. I doubt if you have a question. You're lying.
I have a question for you.
I'm listening.
Are you listening?
Yes.
Where's Bill?
Where's Bill?
Yes.
Where's Bill is an old question. Feel where's so? Bill? Huh. Bill,
where's
come
Phil?
On, tell us where you've been.
Well, I just came in to, you know, with my dad here today. Well, he doesn't know it yet, but this is a big shock for all you WCSB listeners. My name is Bill, and I am the illegitimate son of Lonesome Cowboy Dave. And, well, Dad, this is the first time you get to see me, so, well, gosh golly, what do you think?
Son, where did you get that get-up? I mean, for crying out loud, why don't you dress like a cowboy, like a man, for God's sake?
Well, you know, when Mom laid me in those swaddling lace clothes, I didn't know I was going to turn out to be such the gay, festive man that I am.
You're in here, Mom. Festive, you're festooned. What is he,
Dave,
these police...
Dave, your own son is a homosexual.
No, he's got police clothes. Police lines do not cross, things strewn all across his body.
I know you people out there really don't want to believe this, but until the day he dies... He's going to support my little hymen. Isn't that right, Dad?
I can't see supporting
you're
your
hymen.
You're talking
to Cowboy Dave.
One of
those
vacuum and things are using.
Now I know what... I just wanted to tell you that Cowboy Luke Dave had nothing to do with Watergate.
Cowboy. I had nothing to do with Watergate.
It had something to do with Iran Contra scam.
I did have something to do with the Anrar Contra scam. I was the liaison man for the 12th Field Brigades of the Underwear Police. So they were like from Battle Creek, Michigan.
Hello?
They were young, mostly young raw recruits.
Hello?
Most of them had pieces of what?
Hello?
There's someone on the phone.
All right, I'm sorry.
Yes?
Hello, you're talking to Lonesome Cowboy Dave.
You know this.
No, and I don't appreciate being hung up on.
Well, I didn't appreciate hanging
up on
you either.
Well, you asked your question.
But you see what happens? It's the banality.
Are you listening to the radio?
Yes.
Well, didn't he answer you?
No.
What was your question?
Where is Bill?
Bill is a full-grown man. Bill is a small-grown child.
Why do you want Bill?
I'm not here.
He is.
Why do you want to know?
Because I just do.
Well, do you mind? Would I be able to give you a little swat?
Tell me, and I'll hang up.
At what?
Bill.
Tell me where he is.
Bill is in the primate house at the zoo.
He's at Turkey King having a sandwich. What's wrong with you? Huh? Come on, I mean, he digs the turkey. You should, too. I mean, you enjoy what you eat, all right?
Now, does that satisfy you?
No.
Hello, you're talking to Lonesome. Wait, here. Song's on.
I can't focus my eyes.
Hey, this is Josh Thompson. How you guys doing?
How are you,
Josh? Good, Josh?
How are you?
Listen, you know, I'm actually the guy that does George Figura and Chester Topeka and all those people.
I heard that you had...
Who?
He's the guy who does George Figura and Blupos Topeka.
Oh, okay.
I'm going to send you guys that comic book, Lonesome Cowboy Dave. It's not completely done, but...
Okay. Well, we don't want it completely done. We want it very incomplete. We
all
want
right,
like Rudy. Things we can fill in, because if everything is all done for us... Then it'll have to go right into the loo.
And I can't get up.
Where it belongs.
Hey, can you play that one Cassette Fest entry, that I've Fallen and I Can't Get Up song?
I don't have it handy.
Oh, because Steve was playing it the other night.
Oh, he was he?
Yeah.
Oh.
Wow.
It sounds exclusive.
Wait, here's Matt Lodi.
Steve, why don't you make a dub of it and put it in the push box? The song I've Fallen and I Can't Get Up.
Here's my friend right now. Yeah, it's Matt Lodi. Lodi.
Hi, Matt Lodi. Lodi is your
Hello,
friend.
Matt Lodi.
How you guys doing?
Hey,
I'm doing
pretty
fine.
Good.
Still wearing your underoos from last week?
Hey.
No, I have my swashbuckler clothes on this week. I have a fine little, a very small shirt that fits up under my rib cage.
And I have a huge...
I have on my girlfriend's underwear.
I have a...
What about those Viger underoos?
A pair of Vigorettes.
Viger underoos.
Viger?
A form of
Viger
fertilizer, which I have locked on myself.
The bald girl from Star Trek.
No,
I'm afraid this. The synapses are not firing anymore.
Oh, Dave.
The things are coming up.
He's talking about the bald Viger woman, and you're talking about your underwear going up the crack of your whatever.
No, I meant that sometimes when these synapses refuse to fire, there are big, like, L-shaped swaths that cut through air.
Okay.
I can see anything. I said I was wearing underwear and a pair of swashbuckling shirts, but then it's really...
Dave. What? Dave, we're going to start saying goodbye, so think about that. Dave.
Okay.
Hey, I'll see you guys next week. Hang loose.
Okay, see you later.
Hey,
Before we say goodbye, this is Elmore Phillips, head just cutting here. I got to. It's really... I heard something from my buddy, Lonesome Cowboy Dave here, and I'm going to make this short and sweet. These guys have been digging with me for a long time, ever since the late 1920s, okay? And they really dig Elmer and Turkey and all that goes with it. But listen, we like to sit around and smoke turkey and eat it and have a good time, but there's someone out there who's pretending they're Elmore Phillips Head. He told me, because he's my friend, he let me know. Now listen, the word's out. I'm Elmore Phillips Head. If anyone was to call you and say, you're Elmore Phillips Head, tell them take a fast train to H-E Double Hockey Sticks. I'm telling you, because this is where it's at.
Hello, you're talking to Lonesome Cowboy Dave and Elmore Phillips Head.
Hey, Pig Man.
What does life mean?
Well, Pigman, what does life mean? You know that shopping cart that said Kroger MVETS on the front of it that I gave you last April 12th? Do you remember that big gleaming chrome pair of sunglasses you used to wear as you'd stride down the street and check up behind the stores with that big, big shopping cart? Do you remember how many times you'd have to go around that lot before you'd ever find a choice piece of dinghy dolly or some other unusable item you could fester with? Of course you do. And that's the way our lives are cycled, like a big comic vacuum of urine and pus. It just isn't worth going into or being near. But somehow we keep circling that big vacuum. And as we circle further and further from the center of the void, We realize we're called back to a higher spaceman. Somebody with not just the usual web feet and tarragon-flavored vinegar underneath the sink.
Gobble, gobble.
Somebody who understood everything. Why the hell would they want to do that?
Elmer Phillips Head. The hell's wrong with you?
Just laughing.
As the sun sets slowly in the west,
yes.
We bid a fondue, yes, and a nice Goody cheese to Brain Rot Radio Theater.
Hey, baby, you want to dance with me?
Sure.
Yeah, Lassie blows.
Sure, I'll dance with her, and yeah, she's going to blow tonight. Thank you for tuning in. And we hope that you find everything that you find. And if you hunt for it fast enough, you'll get there quicker than you really think. Thank you. And amen.
I only have 4,000 or 5,000 words to add to that. I notice here on the banquet program it says here the Chaz will be doing a whirling dervish dance and teaching us Masonic handshakes and also the four double dinger cravat tie. Well, we're a little bit running over on time, so let's get to the third and perhaps the final and utmost goodbye. Perhaps not filled with any kind of obsequious obscurities at all, but perhaps maybe just somebody wank, wank, wanking away, pulling a leg, stretching
time. Sex without partner.
Stretch, stretch. Yes, yes,
that's
stretch.
What it's
Thinking
all
of
about.
Stretching things that can't
that's
be stretched.
That's what life is about. Sex without partner.
That's what life feels. Sex without partners.
Oh, you got it, baby. Oh, I can feel it. It's in me. Get that little turkey dick, baby.
ESO Radio is now off the air.